Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to mention a few things today. You know, we have been talking about Eddie. And,
yes.
You know, it's from time to time we bring Eddie up and you know, yeah. This insanity thing, they're losing, you know, some
mysterious
weight.
Insanity thing.
It's serious insanity. I mean, Greg shared with us. And by the way, we do need to get an update on how Greg is doing with this test, this weight loss that he's working on. We've got to find out. Because remember, he said he wanted to lose some, you know, stay in shape and stuff.
Yes.
And lose some weight.
Yes, so we've got to get an update. I think he's doing very well.
Okay, very good. That's what I'm saying. It's looking that way. But we also wanted to ask Eddie, because Eddie wanted to join him in this quest and to lose some weight. Well, guess what? I had the chance. I tracked him. I found Eddie. And I was able to ask him a few questions. What you getting to listen up?
Well, Eddie, talk to us. I finally able to get Eddie on the line for an interview. So, I mean, what do you think about them Saints? What do you got to tell Pat about them Saints?
What I could do is laugh, man.
Laugh.
Listen, honestly, Pat, I love you, man, but come on, not make the playoffs, man.
Wow.
The playoffs?
Wow.
That's horrible, man. That is really horrible.
Chris is his partner, too. You know, Chris
no,
is
no, yeah, but, well, this is, yeah, you know what? This is for both of y'all, man. Y'all need to take that shirt off or those hats you're wearing, because it's over, man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's over. Get another sport.
Oh,
I heard you don't
oh,
like
my
hockey.
Goodness.
You might as well try.
Well, let me ask you this question, because you know what? You're getting on the Saints and you're getting on Pat, but you told Greg, you told me you were doing insanity.
Yeah. Okay.
By the looks that I'm seeing here.
No. Well, listen. I was a lot bigger. I've lost 5 pounds. Honestly, I've lost 5 pounds.
Wasn't
I've maintained the five.
Wasn't that 3 months ago?
No, about 2 months ago.
5 pounds and 2 months. Now, what was your goal?
40. For 6 months, though.
Okay.
So. Still got a lot of way to go, you know?
Okay, 2 months, 5 pounds.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm at the local gym, and I still haven't even visited it.
Oh.
I'm confessing. I'm being transparent.
Oh, now you're being transparent.
I'm being honest. You know, I've been a little sick, you know.
Oh, what is sick?
I've been a little under the weather. And
a lot under the weather.
Yeah, a lot under the weather. And,
goodness.
But eventually, once I hit that gym, it's on.
It's on. Pat, we got to make sure he gets to the gym.
Yeah.
But talk to us, man. I know that you listen to VFN radio.
Every day, like clockwork. If I do miss the morning, guy, I hear you guys bright and crisp in the morning. Man, it's a fresh revelation, man, to hear you guys and to hear what, you know, the news behind the news. I love Brother Greg, man. You know, he's hilarious. You come in right there with him. I feel in my spirit that it's, everybody should have an opportunity to really listen, even if it's just once, man. And,
well, that's great. Let me ask you, what would you say? You know, what would you say to other people about VFN Radio? I mean, I know you listen to it all the time, but as far as, I mean, what's kind of the main thing that you get out of it?
Believe it or not, I get more knowledge and wisdom through listening to the VFN Radio. I can't explain it. It's something that I just don't see that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get to hear the stuff that's happening behind all the political hoopla, because to me that's what it is, you know, it starts to wake you up. Your spirit wakens up even more. These prophetic words coming to light, you know.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing. And that's what I love about what God is doing on the face of the earth and what he's doing through VFN Radio and the opportunities we get to share. But I'm encouraged that you're listening, that you're getting plugged in. And then you're plugging in others, yeah. You know, because we, you know, who knows how long we have left. I mean,
absolutely.
To use this medium for the glory of God and to connect people to the Lord and get a fresh word. We always say that.
You're right. You know, I said that today to somebody. I said, you know, we got to live for God like he's coming tomorrow.
That's right.
Because if we're unprepared, then we're the ones that are going to be left behind. And there's no excuse. If you're serving him, then serve him all the way. Dive in head first and just continue the journey, because it's an awesome journey. I mean, I look back and reflect on my life and what I've been through and how he saved me from death at 33 and how he's brought me all the way to where I'm at now. I'm like...
That's a beautiful journey, huh?
You know, there's just no way that I could have been... I could have done this on my own.
Well, one day we're definitely going to get your testimony for VFM
Radio. Oh, I would love to.
But thanks for coming on in, man. God bless you.
God bless you. Hey, I love you guys over there. And forget the Saints.
Oh, my. Eddie, you heard from Eddie.
He's got jokes, huh? I'll tell you what. If I recall right, I think they lost Sunday, these Giants that he's so proud of. He wears that jersey all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he lost to a rookie.
Rookie.
Ooh.
They're one of their arch nemesis.
You know he's listening.
I know. Eddie, I got something for you. Matter of fact, I believe this Sunday, the Saints and the Giants play. So we're going to see who's got jokes after Sunday. So Eddie, if you're listening, brother, who dat?
Oh, he's listening.
Who dat?
Who dat? That's all I got to say.
He's on. I think they're calling you out today. The who dat brothers are calling you out.
That's
oh,
right.
My goodness. That was so encouraging, you know, because we have a lot. We like to have a lot of, you know, fun and good time and just, you know, share. And this is so tough. Just hearing from Eddie and hearing how VFN Radio has touched him. Let me tell you this story, his testimony here. Mm-hmm. You can multiply that by so many people. And if you're listening, listen, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, and we want to continue to encourage and continue to have this dialogue with you. And it's so really, really exciting. So, Eddie, I'm glad you're tuned in. We are definitely going to do our best to get you all the transportation you need, my brother, to that gym.
We'll call him a cab.
He has a Cadillac now. I don't know what the problem is. A nice Cadillac. I don't know what the problem is. But, you know, we're going to make sure that you have petrol. I don't know what you need, but we're going to get you there. Because we not only want you to be spiritually fit, brother, we want you to be physically fit and ready to be on the front lines of God's kingdom.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though you're a Giants fan.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.